it's really hard to live with this very secret and very private pain that even when you do tell someone about it, they say, "What? I've never heard of that. I didn't even know that was possible." And there's just so little public education about it that it makes it very difficult to explain. And since it's such a private thing, it can be very scary to explain it to someone. And I think a lot of the problem with keeping pelvic pain sort of out of the public eye is that people do come to believe that it doesn't exist and that it's not possible. And that obviously a woman should feel only pleasure during intercourse. And that is not the case. And so it's hard meeting new sexual partners who don't even know how to deal with something like that and having to explain it. And it makes it, you know, it's hard because it's such a quiet and not talked about thing. In my past, I sort of thought that pain during sex was just a normal thing that everybody had, and that you just sort of had to deal with it, and that that was kind of a reality of intercourse. And I came to realize, obviously, that that's not the case. It doesn't have to be the reality. So I have, it's sort of a two-part thing. I have sort of external pain at the vulva from touch, and then that pain causes a deeper muscular tightening, which can lead to, you know, just me tightening up a ton. But in terms of the vulvar, just more burning pain, that is something that I've had a lot of trouble solving. And I have had some luck with using lidocaine, topical lidocaine. And certainly before like an examination, I can have a doctor help me use that and it makes things go a lot smoother, but it's hard with intercourse when you're, you know, in the mood, like, let's get this going. Wait a minute, I need to get a Q-tip and some lidocaine. And that sort of can bring things to a little bit of a screeching halt. I have dealt with having guilt about having to sort of tell my new boyfriend, you know, well, I have this thing, so there are gonna be some issues. And it is hard. It's not like something that is easy to explain to strangers or acquaintances. It's something that you just sort of have to live with quietly, and maybe the people very closest to you will know and your doctor will know, but it isn't something like a more visible illness that people can see and sort of help you through. I definitely have moments when it makes me feel pretty down. My whole experience with sex since I first lost my virginity has been riddled with a lot of ups and downs. My biggest piece of advice would just be to be honest with yourself and with the people around you, which I've learned from experience. And I spent a lot of time not being honest with myself and not being honest with the people in my life. And that made it a lot worse. So, yeah, I think I would say just honesty and openness.